Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. As you may know, actress Linda Levin has a home in Wilmington. She's been busy in New York City lately, but I managed to catch up with her briefly last Friday while she was in town. Here's our interview. My guest today is Linda Levin, who so many of you know from her wonderful work on television, on stage, in film, and maybe you've had the privilege of also hearing her sing in one of her stage shows or one of her cabaret acts, her nightclub act that she has brought to Wilmington. Linda Levin is with me today, and she is going to be telling us all about a special concert coming up Saturday evening at 8 p.m. in Keenan Auditorium. It's Wilmington Symphony Orchestra presents Symphony Pops, Possibilities, an evening with Linda Levin and friends. So, Linda,
that
I'm so glad you're here.
Nice. Thank you.
Now, this is a bit like your cabaret act, but it also has the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra. So, tell us kind of the shape of the whole thing.
Thank you so much for having me on and to talk about this. This is my first CD. So please be kind. You know that song, "This is my first affair, so please be kind." This is my first CD. I've never made a CD of my own. I've been on Broadway cast albums, but this is the first. And I called it Possibilities because that was the breakout number of a song I sang in a Broadway show called "It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman."
Oh, I love that song. I heard you sing that on stage at Daly.
Yeah, but this time we do it on the CD as a bossa nova because we love bossa nova. And Billy Stritch is my musical director. And Wilmington, those in Wilmington who have come to the concerts at Thalian Hall and at Keenan, where I did a fundraiser about 5 years ago for the symphony, know Billy. And Billy has his own show, the Mel Torme Show. So he's just a great pianist, a great musical director and singer and performer. And I think he's just the best exponent of a Brazilian jazz that we have. So we love to do everything Brazilian if possible. I like to be able to say Brazilian, not Brazilian. Yes. So we're doing Possibilities, and that's what I've named the album, because it speaks to me about life changes and hope and all the possibilities there are in life if you take a chance. Mm-hmm. And because it was a song that's and continues to be very dear to me. And the album just was launched a couple of months ago. It's called Possibilities, and I asked Hal Prince, who directed that show on Broadway, if he would write the liner notes, which he did. So we do on that album, It Might As Well Be Spring, as a bossa. It's a very romantic album. It's full of songs from the American Songbook, which you all know very well from listening to Phil Furia. It has a song in it called There's a Small Hotel, a very romantic little number. I sing It Amazes Me, which Billy plays for me. For the concert, I will sit at the piano and I will blend It Amazes Me with Long Ago and Far Away. And Stephen Arante, the conductor and musical director of his own symphony here in Wilmington, for 60 pieces, will do 5 arrangements for me. So what it's like is you take your little trio, which is Billy Stritch, John Brown from the jazz department at Duke University is the bass player, and he's the producer of my album, and Steve Bakunas, who's my drummer, also my husband. So that's the trio. And on the CD, we augmented it with a guitarist and a horn player. So I'm bringing Bucky Pizzarelli, who has agreed to come. The great legendary Bucky Pizzarelli is coming to play guitar with us.
Oh, gosh.
And a wonderful young violinist named Aaron Weinstein. He's 24 years old. And Jamila, he makes Stefan Grappelli look lazy. This boy is an amazing jazz violinist in that tradition. Traditional jazz, bebop, swing, but he's classically trained. He's a Berklee musician, graduate, music school graduate. So I said, you got to come to Wilmington with me. Jim Caruso, who Wilmington audiences know because he's been here several times, a wonderful entertainer, a singer, he will come and he will do a couple of numbers and we will talk and we will have fun and it will be like a party because Jim and Billy and I, and of course Steve, know each other very, very well. Aaron is he's going to be very instrumental because he's already written me some new arrangements for a new album. He has produced albums, and he has his own album with John Pizzarelli, a guitarist who's Bucky's son. Mm-hmm. So it's real family coming down to do this show. And what's astonishing about it is that Dr. Arante is going to arrange for 60 pieces, 5 new numbers. So when I sing, it might as well be spring. It will be with an entire orchestra. And we're going to repeat some things we did 5 years ago. We're going to do a little Jazz Bird and Bye Bye Blackbird with the orchestra. I'm going to do Possibilities with the orchestra.
Good.
So what happens is it augments the energy. The sound, of course, changes because it's voluminous. It's 60 pieces playing what 3 or 5 pieces are comfortable with and what I'm comfortable with. And I tell you, I'm going to hear them for the first time Friday night, the night before the concert.
I know, because you're traveling a lot right now, and I didn't think you'd be in town very much before this concert.
Yeah, I'm traveling with the act and promoting the CD. So that's all very exciting and busy, and I'm about to go to New York to recreate a role I just did off-Broadway last fall. It's going to Broadway, The Lions, a play of Nikki Silver's that I did for the Vineyard Theater. So I'm going to Broadway on the day after the concert. So I'm here till Saturday night for the concert. And this has been booked for about 1.5 years when Dr. Arante asked me if I would do this. It's a major fundraiser for the symphony. We all need to show up and be there. And
absolutely,
I hope people will come because it's support for the symphony. And it certainly will be a joy for me.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Linda Lavin. You know her as an award-winning actress in every venue where she has performed. She is also a marvelous singer. If you have not heard her sing, it is a treat. She's talking about all these different styles and swing and jazz and bebop and Broadway show tunes. She does them all. And one of the pieces of publicity I saw, Linda, that was so funny, it described you as brassy yet subtle.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, how do those two qualities go together? But they do. I mean, you can get the nuance in a song and the sweet, soft feeling of it, but you can also belt them out with the best of them. And it's such a wonderful range that you have.
Thanks. Well, you know, it takes time and energy and practice,
yes,
and a commitment to the method, the venue. You know, on stage, in a studio, there are different challenges. And to record into a mic, as you and I are doing right now, talking to each other, is to know that there are people at the other end, and that usually when you make a record, it's forever. When you're doing something live, it's just for the moment. But
yes,
when you're making a recording, and I love the quality of this recording, the engineer, we recorded it in Durham. The engineer is an absolute genius, and so are all my players. So we laid the tracks for 14 songs in 1.5 days, and that's astonishing. And there's no tweaking. There's no electronic adjustments or post-production.
Right.
Tiny little tweaks, going in and redoing a piece of a song, yes, and putting the guitar in after everybody else. I mean, that kind of thing happens. But I have to say, there's no technical change that has altered what we did, and that made it so immediate, so in the moment, and so intimate.
Mm.
So I love that somebody said that, because being brassy and being intimate or subtle, I think it can be done depending on the material, you know.
Yes.
When you sing, hey, look me over, you know, and you mean, hey, look me over, there's a brassiness to that. But also when you're speaking it or singing it into a mic, there's a need to be intimate and to sing it to one person on hope that millions of people will hear it over time.
Exactly. It must be interesting for you to be in a recording studio because you've done so much live stage work. And you've had the audience there to give you that energetic feedback. And here you are now, you've got your musicians with you in the studio, and you have somebody behind the glass who is operating the control board, but you don't have the audience feedback.
No, you don't. And you have, by the way, I was in one room, piano, drums, and bass were in another. Horn player was in an alcove between two doors. Couldn't even see him. So it's a lot about trust, and it's a lot about trusting yourself. And then, of course, when you do it, you listen to it. And you listen to it with John Brown, the producer, with Billy Stritch, whose ears you trust. And then if it needs to be done again, you do it again. And you learn each time by listening to it. It's a listening experience. It's not visual. So it's very different. But I'll tell you something. We did that album in 2 days. And if I never left that studio, I'd be a very happy woman. I love recording.
Oh, that's good.
I really do. I loved it.
It's nice to find that out. And then you can plan a second album.
Exactly.
So good. Where is your album available that it came out in November?
Yes, it's called Possibilities. It's available on iTunes.
Okay.
I have no website. I haven't gotten into that yet, but there's an authentic face page, which will give you information about it, but you can go on iTunes And you can click on it and get some samples of the songs.
Good.
You can also go on Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com and get it
it's
that
there.
Way.
It's called
Or you can come to the concert Saturday night and buy it live with me, and I'll sign them. If you buy them, I'll go out after the concert and sign them.
That's even better. That's
yeah, I'd
the
love
best
to do
place
that.
To get the
That'll
CDs.
That'll be fun. I like to meet the people who want to hear more. When I start to prepare for a concert, as I will this week, for instance, I'm going into New York on Sunday, and Sunday afternoon I will rehearse with the band, the trio in New
right.
York. And then they'll all come down here on Friday and we'll have our first rehearsal with the orchestra.
The whole group.
And that will change everything. Mm-hmm. Because although we know what we're doing, it becomes another dynamic because there's an orchestra with us. And there's not going to be, I'm going to be crying through most of it. Because once I hear an orchestra play, I'm very moved by the sound and the energy and the commitment that that an orchestra and those people in the orchestra playing their violins and their horns. It just moves me very much. And Stephen Arante, we are very lucky to have him. Yes, a man of his time and his story.
You've been listening to Linda Lavin. The concert that she's part of is coming up Saturday night at 8 p.m. at Keenan Auditorium. Wilmington Symphony Orchestra presents Symphony Pops. Possibilities, an evening with Linda Lavin and friends. There'll be some wonderful songs created for full orchestra, and then Linda and her group will be performing with the orchestra and just with each other, sometimes two and some smaller
parts. Exactly, yes, exactly.
Good. The tickets are available by calling Keenan Box Office, 962-3500, or you can always get more information and buy tickets online at WilmingtonSymphonyOrchestra.org. Linda, thank you.
Thank you for having me. I love being with you.
And it's
a pleasure. I appreciate the chance to tell people what we're doing.
This is WHQR.